from the heart of America in Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Roker Radio with Al Roker Jr. And now, Al Roker Jr.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Roker Radio. Al Roker Jr., Roker Radio on the road. And today I'm coming to you from 30 Rock. Yes, the legendary Rockefeller Center in New York City. I am about to be on the Today Show. Here's how this came about, right? Kind of a odd story, so I get a phone call. It's one of the producers from the Today Show. Shout out to Erin. She's been absolutely amazing. And she goes, we want to do a segment where we called What's in a Name? We want to do a segment where the hosts of the show meet people who have their names. Okay. So she interviews me for about 10, 15 minutes. Tell her the story. She goes, oh, wow, I'd really like to do something with this. Although, you know, your name really isn't Al Roker Jr., it's Ken Smith, spoiler alert. But let me talk to the higher-ups and I'll get back to you. Get a call back a couple of days later. Yeah, will you be willing to fly out to New York to come on the Today Show and meet the real Al Roker? Sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll take a free trip to New York to be on the Today Show to meet Al Roker. Absolutely. And I'm telling her the story about everybody calls me Roker. My wife can't even get my attention unless she calls me Roker. He's like, we call him Roker. It's like, okay. So right now I'm coming to you. So here's the other thing. The hosts don't know about the segment. So they have hidden me because they don't want the real Al Roker to catch any wind of this. So she goes, well, we're going to hide you up on the 8th floor. We're going to hide you up at Saturday Night Live. So right now, I'm coming to you from one of the dressing rooms at Saturday Night Live on the 8th floor of the Rockefeller Center in the hallway. They have pictures of all the different hosts. You know how when SNL cuts to commercial and they put up a cool picture of the host doing something? They're all signed and they're all on the wall here. So I'll put some of that up in my social media at Al Roker Jr. at Roker Radio. And then just down the hallway here is Studio 8H where they film Saturday Night Live. And there's some people up there right now, so or else I'd go in there and snoop around. Maybe I'll still be able to get in there in a little bit. Late Night with Seth Meyers also films on this floor, so maybe I'll snoop around and see if I can get into that studio as well. But right now, I'm in a holding pattern. I'm waiting to go down and actually meet the real Al Roker. Now, for those of you who don't know, Al Roker has been on the Man Cow Show before, but obviously not in studio. It's amazing how he was even able to do it at all, considering that he's working at the same time that the show was on all those years. But every now and then, you know, he'd come on and he would probably be promoting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that he hosts, and we'd have him on, and there was one particular time where we had Al Roker on the phone, and I booked him on the show. I'm really good friends at the time with the person who booked all the radio interviews for NBC. You know, somebody has a season finale coming up, and they're going to promote it on the radio or a new show or whatever. It's called a radio tour, right? So they're only doing 10 slots. You've got 10-minute slots, and they're going around the country. And they only pick, like, one radio show from that region to do. So I ended up having to get a very good rapport with the NBC people. So I would get a lot of the NBC people on. And so I booked Al Roker on the show, on the phone. This is years ago. And I said, now I should let you know that we have an Al Roker Jr. on the show. And she goes, oh, he knows. I'm like, okay. So the day comes, we have him on the phone, and I'm calling him Pops. I'm like, hey, Pops, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. They're like, Al, how you doing? He goes, I'm good, but, you know, I'm a little tired of people telling me that they listen to my son on the radio in Chicago. So I have a son. His name is Nicholas. He's 5. So he was pretending to be ticked off, but he was great. Very, very funny. And coincidentally, right now, he's talking on the air about how his son, Nicholas, is about to head off to college. So that's how long ago that interview was. But that was one of the memorable times that we had the real Al Roker on the show. So after all these years, after what amounts to almost 25 years, I think I've been Al Roker Jr. since 1997, 98 at the latest. And here we are in 2022. So after almost 25 years, who'd have thunk it, the two Rokers finally get an opportunity to meet. So that's what's going to happen today. Here we go. Almost a quarter century in the making, ladies and gentlemen. Roker meets Roker. Al Roker Jr. meets the real Al Roker on the Today Show, no less, on this very special edition of Roker Radio.
All right, we told you it was going to be 60 seconds. Yesterday, we kicked off our What's in a Name series where we surprised Chanel with her name twin, Chanel Jones. Well, this morning, we're going to keep the fun going. We have no idea whose name twin we're revealing next.
Why are all the monitors
are on? See anything.
Scary. Yeah. All right, so we have a mystery caller on the line with some hints to help us figure out whose name twin is here. Okay, hello, mystery caller. Can you give us a clue or two maybe about yourself?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here today. Excited to meet all of you, one of you in particular, for sure. I'm from Chicago. I've been in radio, a podcast host, and I'm a huge foodie as well.
Oh, man, he's got a great voice.
I mean, but if he was Al Roker, wouldn't we hear?
Well, we can't just assume a name can be any name.
That's true.
Just like I think my name's going to be a boy.
That's true. Okay. So he could be Dylan.
He
could be Dylan.
Yes.
All right. Well, we give up. Mr. Depp, please introduce yourself.
Where is he?
I'm Al Roker Jr.
Hey! Oh! Al Roker Jr.
So nice to meet you.
This is great.
That's the look, usually.
Well, because you said Al Roker Jr.
Yes.
So.
No, this is not Al's child.
No.
Al Roker Jr.
No. I'm Al Roker Jr. as well.
Let's learn a little bit more about this Al Roker Jr.
Wow.
I love it.
I'm known as Al Roker Jr., but my real name is Ken Smith. In 1998, I began working remotely on a popular Chicago morning radio show covering sports. Sight unseen, my co-workers joked that I sounded like that guy on television. Who, Al Roker, I said? They confirmed, and I added a junior, and the rest is history. Growing up as an only child in Chicago, radio's given me the opportunity to interview some famous faces over my 36-year career. And I want to welcome to Roker Radio our next guest, who really needs no introduction. Today, I host a nationally syndicated radio show and a few podcasts. Being on TV has never appealed to me, but that might change today. Hey, Al, you think I have what it takes to step into your neck of the woods?
Wow. Your voice does sound similar. Oh, my goodness.
So, I get that all the time.
So, basically, you owe me money.
I knew this day would come, yes.
Come on. So do people actually think we're related?
Yes. Most of the time, people think I'm your son.
Ah.
And I'm thinking, how old do they think I am or you are? By my calculation, you would have had to have probably been about 12 years old. When I was
give or take. Yeah. But who knows?
I'm curious, how many dinner reservations have you landed when you call up saying you're Al
Roker? Show tickets.
No comment. No comment.
Upgrades on an airplane.
Especially when you sound the same.
Well, whether personal or... Whether person Al has actually been on your radio show.
Really?
Wait, is that true?
I think so, a while ago.
That is true, because I would also book the guests on the show. So you're probably on for hosting the Thanksgiving parade.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I told the booker from NBC, I said, well, you should know there's an Al Roker Jr. on the show. And she says, oh, he knows. He knows. And then you were very funny.
Well, always.
Said, I mean,
of said, course.
He said, I'm tired of people coming to New York from Chicago and saying that they listen to my son on the radio.
I know.
He goes, I have a son. His name is Nicholas. He's 5.
is your real name Ken?
Ken Smith, yes.
So your real name's Ken Smith.
He's just been Roker forever.
It's a nom de plume.
Oh, so that's the radio name you decided to
say. His nom de voyage.
Wow.
It just stuck. The first time I was on the air on that show, I was not in the same studio as them. You sound like that guy on TV.
And it's funny because
you go by Roker too.
Yes.
So we've got a video message from someone, and I think basketball fans will recognize him instantly.
Now, I heard you go by Al Roker Jr. Wait a minute. Out of all the famous people in Queens, you go by Al Roker Jr.? You didn't want to go by Kenny Smith? Are you kidding me? You don't think I'm doing well enough? Come on, man.
That's Ken Smith.
I love Kenny Smith.
That's the Jet.
Wow.
That's Kenny the Jet Smith.
The ladies call me Kenny all the time.
Oh, my God.
Probably because of the Kenny ladies, the Jet Smith. Yes.
The ladies call me.
But everyone else just calls him out.
Oh, my God. You're a guy.
Oh,
call
my
him
gosh.
Out. Paul Simon will be upset about that.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Kenny, for playing along, by the way.
That's funny.
Well, that's terrific. We finally settled the deal here.
I know.
Yes. Yeah,
when you're in local or you do stuff like that, you never think you're actually, like, meet the person.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And now today.
Al Roker.
It's so funny.
It is.
That's funny.
Well, it is so nice to meet you. Yes.
Pleasure to meet all of you.
In person.
Nice to meet
absolutely.
You.
It is
thanks
so great.
Thank you so much.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take care.
Coming up
feel
next.
Free to go upstairs to Al's dressing room and take whatever you want.
There you go.
Put yourself at home.
I can't wait to meet you. This is fun. All right, coming up next, two best-selling authors who happen to be married with 11 kids. Lauren and Tony Dungy are here to share some of their wisdom with us. And then later in Today Food, something fun to make for your family.
Please. You won't get
maybe we should bring the other Chanel Jones.
Shut up. On 2 Black and Summer Salads. We'll be right back.
Maybe we should.
That was so funny.
Well, there you have it. In all its glory, Al Roker Jr. meets the real Al Roker on the Today Show, no less. I want to thank everybody over there at the Today Show. They were so very nice to me. Aaron was the producer that put the whole segment together. And that was about 3 to 4 weeks of back and forth, just getting the whole thing together and me sending them pictures and all kinds of stuff for them to put together a montage. She was fantastic and quite an interesting little experience. Who'd have thunk it after almost 25 years, finally Roker meets Roker from face to face. I hope that he was happy with me. I hope he didn't get the impression that I've been eating meals on his name for the last quarter century, but it's incredible every time I see something like this how much time and effort and money goes into what did that end up being 5 minutes total, a 5 minute segment that was in the works for about a month. I probably have 30 different emails going back and forth between me and the Today Show producers. They fly me into New York, put me up in a hotel in, you know, near Times Square. I mean, I can't be cheap. Come in and do the show. Fly me back home. Have drivers pick me up from my house, take me to the airport, take me from the airport to the hotel. I mean, you know, NBC makes a lot of money, but still, just to end up getting a 5-minute segment, that's quite incredible. And I want to thank the people who have contacted me on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, at Al Roker Jr., on Twitter, at Roker Radio. Everyone has been so nice. Everyone has been, it seems, kind of tickled by it. They seem to be well-received. They're pleased. Everybody says I did a good job. And so thank you so much for all those kind words. I really do appreciate it. Unfortunately, there's not a link to the video. So if you happen to miss it, I'm afraid you missed it, although I recorded it at home. So, you know, if you want to come by the crib, I'll play it for you, as long as I don't accidentally erase it for a baseball game or something. But it was a great time, fantastic time. No one more surprised than me to get a call from the Today Show after all these years asking me to come on and surprise the real Al Roker. And I've heard from a lot of people, a lot of friends that I haven't heard from in a long time who just happened to see it. Like, I was on a treadmill and I looked up and there you were. Or I was doing this and doing that and all of a sudden I look up and there you are on the Today Show with Al Roker. So all of those people who I haven't heard from in a long time you were kind enough to contact me or text me or whatever. Thank you very, very much. Great to hear from you. I'm glad you got as much of a kick out of it as I did. So that's this brief edition of Roker Radio, but I think some pretty good content. Brief edition, but a special edition. Roker meets Roker on the Today Show. Thanks again. Follow me on social media again at Al Roker Jr. on Twitter. It's at Roker Radio. You can listen to Roker Radio anywhere you get your podcasts. Just go to Apple Podcasts or go to Spotify and search Roker Radio. And so you can get all the episodes. Also, The Slob Show with my boy Abe Cannon, talking about everything with the slob lifestyle, food, fashion, if you can call what slobs wear fashion. And everything else in between. Having a lot of fun with that as well. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. Appreciate your support for all these years. Please be careful out there. Be safe. Get vaccinated. Get boosted. Mask up if they ask. I've got some friends that work in restaurants and friends that work in small shops. And they'll ask you to mask up and then people start getting all belligerent. It's not... There's no need for that. Just mask up. They're just trying to protect their customers, that's all. So I'm just saying, mask up when they ask. Do the right thing. And please, be safe. Be careful out there. And I'll talk to you next time. Peace.